Welcome to the 29th Tooth and Nail Podcast. I'm here with my boy, Brandon Ebel here. Give it up for Brandon.
Give it up.
And our boy, Randy Torres.
Randy Torres.
I'm your host, Scott Carlton.
All right, first up, The Crucified, the complete collection. For the hardcore Tooth and Nail fan and early 90s music fan, The Crucified is a staple. I would say they're definitely my top 10 favorite bands of all time. And this triple disc set we're putting out is a life achievement for me personally. I am stoked. The record basically includes early demos from the 80s, Take Up Your Cross, the album Nailed, Live at the New Order, two songs from the Ocean recordings from 1993, The Crucified, and also the ultra coveted album The Pillars of Humanity, and that has been remixed. The Pillars of Humanity is an album that I've been wanting to put out for years and years and years, and Crucified has gotten the rights to this record, and they are letting us put it out for them, so we're honored to be doing that. Let's check out a track from the album. This one is called Mindbender. The Crucified and Mindbender. This song is called Fellowship of Thieves.
Look into my eyes, they can't stand when they go my brother.
That was The Crucified. This song is called The Pit. Was The Pit from The Crucified's brand new album coming out. It's called The Complete Collection, self-titled The Crucified. It's a triple disc. It has a DVD with over an hour's worth of footage, plus every recording ever from The Crucified. So we're real honored to be putting this out. Check them out at Cornerstone this year, as well as opening up for Demon Hunter in August in Southern California.
Moving right along, we got a new album out by Project 86. It's called Picket Fence Cartel. It's coming out July 14th. I'm going to go ahead and play the new song, The Butcher, from Picket Fence Cartel. Butcher, off Project 86's brand new album, Picket Fence Cartel, in stores and online July 14th. You can pre-order the album right now at zambui.com, and you can also upgrade to the bundled package and get a Project 86 t-shirt, limited edition dog tag, and an original limited version of Songs to Burn Your Bridges by. Let's go ahead, play one more track off the album. This is a John Hancock with The Safety Off. Kill the radio. And that was Project 86's new song, A John Hancock with the Safety Off. Look for Picket Fence Cartel in stores and online July 14th.
Hey, Randy, remember when I went to the Project 86 show at DV8 in Seattle when you were on tour with Linkin Park and POD? That was really cool. Do you remember that? And you just dominated all, just a well-oiled machine, just crushing all. When Linkin Park was opening for you guys, they were learning from the masters, going to the shrine to learn from Project 86. Love it. Okay, so Surrogate has a brand new album called Popular Mechanics, and the first song is Exercise Machines, and it's basically a song about going green. And if we all just use exercise machines, we could just power the world, man, change some lives. Check it out, Surrogate Exercise Machines. Was Surrogate Exercise Machines. The song is called Surprise. Was Surrogate Surprise. Scott, tell us more about Surrogate.
You can pre-order Surrogate's brand new album, Popular Mechanics, at the Tooth & Nail store. Get it bundled with a Surrogate t-shirt or on its own. Head there now, toothandnail.com/store.
This is Thousand Foot Crutch, Bring Me to Life.
Bring me to life, bring them into me. It's taking me my whole life to realize all the things.
That was Thousand Foot Crutch and Bring Me to Life. Their album, Welcome to the Masquerade, drops September 8th. They're going to be on tour all fall with Jars of Clay on the Creation Tour, which is really cool. And just got back from New York City hanging out with Thousand Foot Crutch. We had a great time. They had a big showcase there, so we had a lot of fun. Right now, you can go to iTunes and pick up the song Bring Me to Life. Do it. Here's another track off the brand new Thousand Foot Crutch record called Forward Motion. Forward Motion. We signed a brand new band. They're called The Letter Black, and this is a demo off of their album. This song is called Hanging On by a Thread. That was the demo of the song Hanging On By A Thread by the band The Letter Black. Brand new artist on Tooth & Nail. They will be on tour this fall with Skillet. Be sure to check them out. They'll be on tour with Skillet, Hawk Nelson, Decipher Down, and The Letter Black.
Tooth & Nail Trivia.
All right, time for some Tooth & Nail Trivia. We're going back to the Me Without You podcast to take care of the first Tooth & Nail trivia question that we asked, and that was, what two instruments did I ask Aaron about in the interview? And the correct answer was flugelhorn and a bouzouki. Andrew Berger, you're correct with your email that you sent us to podcast@toothandnail.
Boy.
Congratulations. We'll be sending you out that Me Without You tote bag pretty soon. And the second Tooth & Nail trivia question that we have to catch up on was the Emery podcast question. Matt asked you guys what outfits the band has worn on stage, and Jason Wall from Toronto, he emailed in with some correct answers. He got the spacesuits, basketball uniforms, cowboy outfit, pirates, and jailbirds. I wasn't too sure about, so I had to go to Toby with it, and he said it will let it slide. Not a big deal. Jason Wall, congratulations. We'll be sending you that autographed Emery poster shortly.
Dominate!
Brandon, why don't you come up with a new question for the Tooth & Nail trivia this month?
All right, no problem. Mark Solomon is the lead singer of The Crucified. Mark has also been the lead frontman, or possibly is currently a frontman in multiple other Tooth & Nail artists over the last 16 years. He has also appeared on other Tooth & Nail albums. So there's two parts to the question. The first part is, how many bands has Mark Solomon been the frontman slash lead singer of on Tooth & Nail? Not ever, just on Tooth & Nail. And then on top of that, how many albums has he appeared on Tooth & Nail as a backup vocalist or doing, maybe a verse, lead vocal or verse of another band? Also, for a triple point bonus, Mark has also been in at least one other group that has not been on Tooth & Nail. And if you can name that one as well, or those as well, you'll win a triple prize. Did you follow all that? Was it not clear enough?
I got it.
Randy, was it clear enough?
Yeah.
Go ahead and email your answers into podcast@toothandnail.com.
What we'll be giving everybody is a copy of The Crucified, The Complete Collection. But depending on the level of answers, if someone gets the trifecta, then we'll have some other special prizes available as well.
Then we'll soup it up big time for you.
Well, Scott and I were just down in Nashville, Tennessee for the Emery In-Store, which was a blast. And also at the Emery Record Release Show at the Rockettown, which also they almost played, as well as the Becoming and producer extraordinaire and lead frontman of Fair, Aaron Sprinkle. So we had a real good time, and we had also said that if anyone comes up to us at the In-Store, they would get a prize. Basically, we did. We had some people come up, and it was fresh.
It was awesome to see some podcast fans come up and just be excited about downloading these things and hearing us chat about the label and the news. It's awesome. Well, thank you guys for coming out. We specifically remember Brett, or I think it was Brent, one of the two, come up and hang out with us, as well as Luke Vandervine came up and hung out with us. So what's up, guys? Thanks for tuning in. Appreciate it.
There's also a third guy.
We can't really recall the name. We've been going back and forth trying so hard to remember the name. The only way we actually totally recall you is your awesome shoes that you had.
So if you can email Scott and tell us what shoes you were wearing that day, then we'll know it's you and we'll send you the prize.
Definitely.
Because these shoes were so unique, no one else will be able to get it.
podcast@toothandnail.com. Brandon, we got some more emails coming into the Tooth & Nail mailbag. Let's go ahead and open up the mailbag. All right, digging deep into this month's questions. So our boy Luke Vanderveen from Nashville, Tennessee that we met emailed in with a question. He said, hello guys, is Aaron Sprinkle working on a new CD?
Fair is working on a new CD, which is Aaron's band that he has. But as far as Aaron Sprinkle's solo material, he is not.
Do you plan on being at all Warped Tour dates this year, Brandon?
The answer is yes. We're going to be on over 50 Warped Tour dates.
Indeed we will be. Let's section right into the news. This is a Tooth & Nail News.
The news.
All right, so since we're going to be out on the Warped Tour all summer long, we brought in our boy who's going to be out on the Warped Tour for us, Micah Dean.
Give it up for Micah Dean.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mike is wearing his cool Oakley 1988 Corey Hart sunglasses right now. They are yours, Randy? Wow. Dude, come on up to the microphone, buddy. Micah, are you excited about going on the Warped Tour?
Stoked more like it. I mean, wow. Yeah, I'm stoked. This is like lava coming out of me right now.
Dude, are you going to dominate even more than you dominated last year, yes or no?
Well, a lot of people would think it would be impossible, but yes, this year, it's going to be done.
You're going to like one-up yourself from last year.
Yeah, last year I was Micah Dean. This year, it's Micah Dean Machine.
Yeah, baby! All right, what are your top three favorite experiences last year on the Warped Tour?
Last year, one of them would be Norma Jean had a bunch of beach balls, and they duct taped a beach ball raft and told me to get on it while they played Memphis Will Be Laid to Waste. So I did that a couple times, and that was amazing.
And you did not get injured.
Yeah, didn't get injured. It was amazing. So surfing on a crowd of 1,000 or so people. And then, one more time would be any other times that I was in a heart suit for the song Love Addict when Family Force 5 played. That was pretty amazing.
So, dude, Micah Dean Machine just wrecking havoc. Warped Tour 2009. Under Oath's going to be on the tour. And I think Ivory Line's going to be on some of the dates as well.
Oh, yeah.
So it should be a lot of fun. Go to the Tooth & Nail booth. Hang with Micah Dean. You will automatically become a cooler person if you just hang, get near him, talk to him.
You can be even cooler if you want to help out Micah Dean at this year's Warped Tour. Just go to toothandnail.com/street, and you can sign up to be on the Tooth & Nail street team. We'll hook you up with a bunch of posters and stickers and stuff, and you can just run rampant at your Warped Tour, handing out a bunch of good stuff from August Burns Red, Emery, The Chariot, Almost, etc., etc. Help Micah Dean out. Bring him cookies and stuff, too. He's skinny and needs some help.
Anybody who comes out won't only get a bunch of stickers and posters, but they'll get Micah Dean's 5 Tips to Success.
Yeah, baby!
Can't find that on Wikipedia or anywhere. It just comes straight from my mouth. So that is guaranteed if you come help out this year.
I love it.
All right, Micah, thanks for coming
in,
man.
Give it up for Micah Dean!
We'll see you on the Warped Tour.
Micah!
All right, along with the Warped Tour, Tooth & Nail staffers will also be at Cornerstone this year. We'll all be hanging out and watching our bands play and selling merchandise at our merch table, so feel free to come on up and say hello. We'd love to chat with you all out there. Other news, toothandnail.com now is mobile. You can go to toothandnail.com/iPhone or m.toothandnail.com. So you can see the whole webpage on your iPhone. It's all mobile and clean and looking awesome. Check out Me Without You's brand new music video for their song The Fox, The Crow, and The Cookie, which is off their brand new album, It's All Crazy, It's All False, It's All a Dream, It's All Right, which is in stores and online now. It's premiering exclusively at entertainmentweekly.com right now, but check myspace.com/mewithoutyou because we'll probably have it up on there as well. Me Without You is currently out on tour with The Deer Hunter. Go to myspace.com/mewithoutyou or toothandnail.com for dates. Hawk Nelson's brand new single, Live Life Loud, is available now on iTunes or wherever else you buy your music digitally. Live Life Loud is the title track off the brand new album, which will be in stores and online September 22nd. Ivory Line are headed out on a string of dates for the Warped Tour, and then they're going to be going into the studio with Aaron Sprinkle in the fall to record a brand new album. Head to toothandnail.com for those Warped Tour dates. And then There Were None has a brand new video for their single Reinventing Robert Cohn, will be premiering soon. Stay tuned to toothandnail.com, and we'll link you to that as soon as we get it online. Copeland is going out on tour with Sherwood and Anchor and Braille this summer. That's Stephen Christian from Amberlynn's side project band. It's his solo act. Check out toothandnail.com for those dates. Ruth has just wrapped up the recording of their covers record. We'll have more details on the record in the next podcast. We also want to welcome a brand new band to the Tooth & Nail Records roster. Poema, hailing out of New Mexico, is now on Tooth & Nail Records. We're stoked to have them. They're recording with Aaron Sprinkle coming up this summer, and they came here and played a few months ago in what we call the Mosh Pit where we have some artists come and play and hang out and stuff. And it was truly impressive. It was amazing music, and I can't wait for you guys to hear something by them. So check them out now at their MySpace page. But we're going to have some tunes for you here towards the end of the year, so get stoked for that. Thanks again for listening to the Tooth and Nail Podcast. Feel free to spread the word of the Tooth and Nail Podcast to your friends and family. We want to get as many subscribers to the podcast as possible, because we feel that these things are super awesome.
All right, this has been the 29th Tooth and Nail Podcast. Come see us on the Warped Tour. Come see us at Cornerstone. Come see us at all the festivals. We love you guys. Thanks for all your support. I'm going to leave you with one of my all-time favorite Tooth and Nail groups, one of only two artists, actually the only artist I've ever signed that lived in Utah. Future trivia question, mark that down. Though we have had other artists that, after we have signed them, have lived in Utah. But anyway, side note, this song is called Letter to Myself, Furthermore. Hang it up!
Dear me, I already know how you've been, because I am within you as existence or conscience or ideas, whatever makes you me, but I love to help. Please rely on me before you say goodbye. It's like read on intently. You will face a number of disturbing thoughts, yelling matches and culture shock. Truth is fiction, a lot of confusion, maybe some addictions, but don't give up hope yet. It gets worse all the way to the nursing home. Memories are spilling, actual lies, surprise, it's unfulfilling. Trust me on this, no crime is as bad as meaninglessness. Your will wither, and intense fear may be flutter in the pit where the butterflies fly safe before you say goodbye.
Say goodbye.